This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Another murder case here that is garnering quite a bit of attention for its strangeness. Tomas. I'm really not sorry because he's the accused murderer. Kozowski, charged with first-degree murder in the death of the lawyer Steve Cozy. Cozy is the one who left his office to go to the bathroom and then never, ever returned. Kozowski was seen on security video entering the office that morning with a large box, gloves, and a backpack 5 minutes before Cozy arrived at work. Cozy was then never seen leaving the building. So it's kind of dark, but there's no body yet. Is that correct?
There's not.
As of the recording of this, let's just go into the story. It says an arrest was made in the strange disappearance of Florida lawyer, Tampa area plastic surgeon, Tomas Kozowski, 44, was arrested on Saturday in charge of first-degree murder and the death of Steve Cozy. Why would a Tampa area plastic surgeon be trying to kill the attorney? Let's find out. Allegedly, authorities said that Cozy's body is still missing, but there's enough evidence, including fingerprints, blood, and security camera footage, to charge Kozowski with murder. Kozowski has filed a lawsuit in 2019 that alleged that a woman who did insurance billing at his previous employer lied to his patients and didn't file complaints, which prompted negative online reviews. The law firm where Cozy worked, Blanchard Law Firm, was representing the defendants in the case. The morning of the murder, there was a telephone hearing in the case. It's scheduled for 10:30. Kozowski called into the hearing, but Cozy never did. That morning, South Florida lawyer Steve Cozy left his desk to go to the restroom. He left his phone, wallet, and keys on his desk. He was listening to music and in the middle of an email, never returned. A missing persons report was filed with the Largo Police Department on March 21st. The report stated that Cozy hadn't returned from a bathroom break, and they found blood on the bathroom floor, on the door rather, the stall, and the bathroom of the toilet. He was not seen leaving the building, and his car was still there. Investigators reviewed the security camera footage that discovered that 5 minutes before Cozy arrived at the office that morning at 8:32 a.m., a man was seen walking into the complex carrying the large box, gloves, and a backpack. According to an arrest affidavit, a man with a similar build exited the building with the same backpack about 2 hours later, but he had changed his clothes. He was seen struggling to load a large, heavy cart appearing to contain a bag or blanket into a Toyota Tundra. It was later determined that he was seen exiting the office building minutes after his phone hearing had concluded. Kozowski was on the call from 10:28 to 11:04. The Toyota Tundra was driven by Kozowski's, driven rather to Kozowski's home in Tarpon Springs, passing a license plate reader camera around 11:51. An image from the camera showed a cart with a red bag or blanket that appeared to contain a human body in the bed of the pickup truck, according to the affidavit. Just going around, just driving with a body back there. That seems not that complex. When forensic investigators searched the bathroom, they found a significant amount of blood on the bathroom floor. Additionally, they allegedly discovered Kozowski's left index fingerprint in the break room of the building, which is only open to employees. By Thursday, police had had a search warrant for Kozowski's house, where they found the Tundra that was seen in the security footage from the office building. According to the affidavit, there was blood in the truck's bed, on the headrest and foot floorboard of the driver's side, and in the garage where the vehicle was parked. Police also said that Kozowski had more than 100 rifles, 100 handguns, along with more than 1,000 rounds of handgun ammunition and 1,000 rounds of rifle ammunition in his home. If you see something, say something. But God, even if you said something, nothing happens. There's no law against doing anything like that or having that. Nor is there really a logical reason to have that much either. Police stop.
100 handguns. You're one. 100 rifles. 100 handguns. You're one guy.
What if you're an enthusiast and you collect them? This great. Maybe you need a special license for that then, so you can't just randomly do this. Although that probably wouldn't stop many either. Police stopped Kozowski driving a Corolla on Saturday. After searching his vehicle, they found a ballistic vest with a substantial amount of blood on it, fibers that matched the color of the rug or bag that they had seen in the tundra, and white fibers that matched some of the those found in the bathroom. They also discovered a bag on the floorboard containing a stun gun, because that's what everybody has, masks, right, duct tape, brass knuckles, and syringes, along with intravenous sedatives. And
I don't know how you say this one.
Suckin' chlorine. Suchian choline. I don't know. It's a paralyzing agent.
Why would you just happen to be driving around with that?
You had a stun gun. Why wouldn't you carry around the paralyzing agent as well? The arrest affidavit states that due to the large quantity of blood located at the crime scene, the defendant's home and vehicle, along with the fact that the suspect removed a container large enough to conceal a human body and the victim was never seen exiting the business on surveillance, it's believed the victim is deceased and the defendant intentionally, by a premeditated design, caused his death. Kozowski, who also goes by Dr. K, is being held without bail at the Pinellas County Jail. So,
isn't that the craziest thing?
It seems to be a fairly open and shut case, but I'm imagining we're going to get a not guilty plea here.
I hope he just fesses up and says, here's what I did with him. That would be the nice thing. This guy is married. He, you know, he has people who loves him and they need that closure.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if this was my loved one who went to work that day, never to be seen again, just went to the bathroom and goes into the bathroom where he's obviously murdered, never leaves the building on his own free will again. You see all this shit on security surveillance video.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty easy to figure out if no one is coming in and out of the building, you have cameras on all the entrances and exits. The man goes in, the two men go into the building, and only one comes out and one seems to be taking something out in a large bag that resembles a body. And the man's body is not found on the premises whatsoever. We're not talking some sort of undiscovered David Copperfield fucking magic trick here that, you know, he suddenly learned and we're going to find Cozy, you know, on the front of the Statue of Liberty. He clearly moved the body. Whether he killed him or not, I guess you can argue. But if you happen to just find a dead body in the bathroom, I don't think many people are going and being equipped with body bags to go and collect that body and just move it wherever you feel. You'd call the police. So
there's so many things about this that I don't get.
I don't know that there's much to get.
I'll start with one thing.
Yeah.
The nerve it would take to go into someone's workplace and kill someone in the bathroom. Like, don't you think at any time someone else could walk in? Maybe he locked the door or something. Maybe it was a one-stall bathroom that had a lock, you know, wasn't multiple stalls. But they did say something about the stall, so it made me think there's more than one. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that to me is really weird that you would be so brazen that you could walk into someone's workplace and you've planned it. Like, you've got a way to get him out. You've got your brass knuckles, you've got your stun gun, you've got your paralyzing agent, but you never think about surveillance videos.
Well, that's the thing. They're not intelligent. I mean, you may think, like, it's a very interesting, you think, oh my gosh, a hitman going into the bathroom and this is going to be real smooth. It wasn't. It wasn't smooth. Did he kill him in a bathroom in his workplace? Yeah, it's a fairly brazen place to go and do this, but there's blood in the truck. I mean, all the things that one would think immediately after the crime, you're going to go and cover up before police find you.
And he had to have been in that bathroom quite a while because he did his best to clean it all up.
I wonder if he was on the conference call while cleaning it up. Because the timeline almost shows that where
he could have been.
Yeah.
And the other thing I found interesting when I was reading about this story is the tundra that he'd bought from someone, and the guy was able to prove, yes, he was the person who bought it, but he never registered it or tagged it. So I don't know what the tag was that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
But with, you know, the readers at intersections and stuff, I think that's how they were able to figure out where he lived.
Yeah, completely. I mean, there's, you're tracked everywhere. Whether you have valid tags or not, doesn't really matter anymore.
They had the license plate. Yep. So they're able to see, well, then the license plate goes there and there and there. And in one of those, and I'm assuming it was like a red light sort of thing.
Yeah.
The picture that it captured also showed in the back what looked like a body.
Yeah.
And the guy's just doing his job. This guy files a lawsuit. This guy's job is to, he's been hired by the defendants.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doing his job. It's not like he's got any personal, you know, wasn't his personal lawsuit. He's just been hired. The firm was hired.
And what does one think they're going to accomplish by getting rid of an attorney anyhow? I mean, it will just go to another attorney. If you're the killer and you don't get caught, the lawsuit doesn't go away because you killed the attorney. It just continues on with somebody else. Unless the thought is that, well, maybe this is going to scare them into dropping those suits. I don't know. Maybe that's the twisted, you know, logic there.
They did say, the police did say that they don't know for sure. Obviously, that is the motive for this. But I think if you look at the facts.
Well, that's their only connection. Yeah.
And the fact that they were supposed to both be on this phone hearing.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't get on the call. Maybe he thought, oh, if he's not on the call, the case is dismissed. I don't know. But how brazen is that? You go into the workplace where the guy is supposed to be on the phone. You kill him and go ahead and get on the call.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. I can't even wrap my brain around it. And it breaks my heart for, you know, not just his coworkers too, your family with those people. And the fact that, golly, you'd have to beat yourself up pretty bad. Like, how did I not know? How did I not see this? How did nobody hear this? There has to be a million questions.
Yeah.
Because number one, how did you not hear it? So I'm wondering if he actually did. It doesn't say that the syringes had looked like they'd been used, but if he walked in the bathroom and boom, injected him with something so the guy couldn't yell out.
I think this is someone who thought they had big plans and knew what they were going to do and they were going to be really good at it and really were completely clueless and, you know, very easily got caught.
Yeah, he did. And I'm glad. That's some good police work they did. And hats off, because I am glad they caught this guy.
The question is now, what will he plea?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
I hope it is guilty, but I'd be even more curious to see what kind of defense someone mounts in a case like this. Just like many of the others that we're following for you right here. If you want to weigh in with your opinion on any of them, we got a phone number for that. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. To share your thoughts, share your theories, share your feelings on all of these stories. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions as we have them for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.